You know, when the chickens are for Kentucky Fried Chicken, when the chickens are for Chicken McNuggets, and when the cows are for the hamburger, you know the world has gone twisted and upside down, because who would be for their own destruction? Unless you're a queer preaching, go, go, Palestine. Yo, yo, Palestine. Hi, my name's Stuart Brisgell. That's David Solomon. And this is a podcast dedicated on a multitude of topics without holding anything back. We leave nothing in the gas tank, guys. It's all about unfiltered, raw dialogue. Clearly unfiltered and raw, as it's an outlet to voice opinion, exchange ideas from every corner of existence. As we dive into this current topic that I don't for the life of me understand, pop culture, politics, and quirks of existence, because this is one of these quirks that is very quirky. And whether we're venting over today's life's frustration or tackling some really big issues shaping our world, whether we get our news from Australia because North America is afraid to put it on, get comfortable, because this is going to be an engaging topic. You know, I started off by saying chickens for Kentucky Fried Chicken. It's as insane as that, because when queers are for Palestine, it's really beyond insanity. Like, I don't think, you know, people can call me a racist. I'm anti-gay, which I'm not, which I'm anti-queer, which I'm not, which I'm anti-whatever you want to call, which I am not. Because the law in Gaza since 1936, the law in Gaza since 1936 as an occupied territory doesn't allow any gay, LGBTQ, transgender.
LGBTQ. One of these days.
Let me read it here. LGBTQ plus. Okay. I got to tell you, this video, David, I'm playing the video before you.
Let's tee this up, okay? Let's tee this up, because this is just something that is just a mix of messages that is just absolutely mind-boggling. A year plus ago, 2 years ago, there was a whole big kerfuffle about drag queens reading stories to children and saying, hey, this is normal. That's okay. That's okay. And again, a blue versus red state ideology, and it was going crazy and whatever. That's one story. And the second story is that since October 7th, and Stuart said October 9th in our last
It's October 9th. No.
Stuart, if I may complete my sentence, since October 7th and even before October the 7th, be it Black Lives Matter, the LGBT, many in the LGBTQ communities and other communities are calling for Israel's destruction. Calling for Israel's destruction. It only amplified after October the 7th with all the protests, which started in many places on October 8th in North America when they started protesting about Israel's retaliation that hadn't even happened yet. What we couldn't understand over the last 7 months is why, and to Stuart's point, why would the LGBTQ plus community associate itself with this group? But folks, this video, which we're going to pull from Australia, and Stuart will share his screen right now, we can't make it up. And this is the brainwashing going on in institutions. Stuart?
Let me just flick the switch.
Indoctrinating young children, not just about trans activism, but pro-Palestinian causes. I have no idea how this is real.
Today what we're going to do is we're going to shout Palestine. Can I hear that?
Free Palestine!
If you're a drag queen and you know it, shout
Free Palestine!
If you're a drag queen and you know it and you really want to show it, you're a drag queen and you know it, shout
Free Palestine!
Pause this. So like, this is just incredible. Stuart is showing folks, this is the craziest thing. A drag queen brainwashing the children. I don't care about the drag queen part. Free Palestine. And the parents chanting in the background, free Palestine. It is absolutely appalling.
Well, hang on a second. David, let's go back to the quote. Since 1936, it's illegal in Gaza. Hold on a second, David. I got to keep going. The ridiculous behavior that these people, and listen, like we said, gay rights, go for it. Women's rights, go for it. Black rights, go for it. This is pure insanity. Nut guy out of the nut house. There's a reason why we got rid of Ronald McDonald the Clown, because the kids were terrified of him. Why should we get rid of this guy? Because not that we should be terrified of him. We should be horrified and very scared that people like this even exist in a modern society. The gesture of a court would have a person like this hung, because it's insane, David.
Stuart, a person like this wants to be like that, and I wish you the best if that's what you prefer and what you want to be a drag queen. Fine, so be it. Lifestyle, great, awesome. When you're starting to tell little children, hey, if you're a drag queen and you know it, say free Palestine. I mean, look, that's a whole other topic. The last statement, we're brainwashing children to say free Palestine. We're free, by the way, we're freeing them from whom? Because these drag queens, the black community, many of these groups want to eradicate Jews. They want to get rid of Jews out of Israel. It's from the river to the sea that they're chanting, although they don't know which river is which sea, but that's all of the story. But again, when you're talking about this statement, to Stuart's point, you're pushing for what? Sharia law? You're pushing for a state and an environment that promotes the death, hanging, torture of LGBTQ plus members of the community. If you look at the Palestinian Underground Network, okay, folks, and this is a crazy, I'm not talking about the tunnels. I'm talking about in social channels. Palestinian gay folk are petrified to come out in Palestine, Gaza, West Bank, because they're
dead.
Hold on. It's not all over the – we know it's over the Islam, Muslim world. But I'm saying Gaza. You want to free Gaza from Israel so that you can have more LGBTQ people killed? Ladies, you want to support free Palestine so you can have more women raped, beaten? Hey, you know, the black community, you want to support free Gaza to get rid of Jews and Israel so that you can have more slavery? Because that's what they do with blacks in Palestine. And if that's what you want, so be it. Good. Good for you. Great. But you don't want to even listen to the messaging. You don't want to even do your homework. You don't even want to look into the facts. What you want to do is to stick to indoctrination. But at the fullest, you only want to stick to what you've heard from these people who said there are only two types of people in this world, the victimizers and the victims. And we were going to get rid of the people who victimize you. And therefore, the people who victimize in Israel or in Palestine are Jews and Israelis. There's no thinking. It's a brainwashed mindset. And then you take a drag queen. Who, by the way, it wasn't just in Australia that they were questioning this. Many countries around the world were going, what the hell? This video is proof of the insanity of the movement. There's no sense here. It's racism. And you know what? Someone's going to tell me, David, I heard this week, Stuart. This really upset me. But anti-Semitism isn't racism. It's just discrimination. What's the difference? And the difference is that that the folks here are saying that we're being racist towards LGBTQ community, but we're not. But anti-Semitism is anti-Semitism.
You know, David, this crazy nutbag, just so you know, David, I intentionally interrupted you, is a teacher in the school system.
Yeah, well. So
okay,
which school system do you know?
I gotta find out which one. I should maybe New York. Hang on.
That wouldn't surprise me.
All the time Los Angeles performs outrageous. Nope, Los Angeles.
Ah.
Currently rides in Tuscan. Little Hot Mess. Her two bids. There we go. She rides in Tuscan. She spends time in Los Angeles where she performs outrageous lip service. Because really, it goes well there. I'm trying to find out where she teaches. My apologies, guy.
But you know what? Here's the crazy thing. I don't care that if that's what the California, you know, education system wants, yay. But again, Governor Newsom, where are you to stop this racism, this hate speech? And you're going to say, oh, no, no, free Palestine. That's not hate speech. Well, right after you say free Palestine, it comes with death to the Jews, death to America, from the river to the sea, Palestine shall be free. All these things. That's what this means. Okay? So if you're happy with this, then to me, maybe it's, you know, I'm not saying I want to boycott California, but I am boycotting California and I am boycotting a lot of these things because this is what you're promoting. To let this insanity go unchallenged, folks, makes no sense. I don't care about your sexual persuasion. I don't care about your gender identity. That is your decision. Honestly, it's your decision.
I agree.
I'm not here to criticize it. If you're African American, if you're female, whatever it is that you are proud of, I'm happy for you. I was challenged this week by saying, as a white person, I hate these people. And I'm like, where did the equation come in? But instead of understanding the context of your messaging, be straightforward, please. And I don't mean that as a, I don't mean that like the word straight in anything more than what I'm about to say.
For Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Why don't you just come out and say, we hate Jews. We hate Israel. Just come out and say it. Don't say free Palestine, please. Because if you really wanted to help Palestinians, you didn't when Syria, Assad, killed 100,000 Palestinians, thereabouts. Oh, no, we're not going to say anything. And when Palestinians were killed in other countries, you didn't say anything. And the, you know, the Afghanis, when the Afghanis are being tortured by the Taliban, you didn't say, you're not saying anything.
Weird.
And when Iranian IRGC are beating women because they won't cover their heads, you say nothing. But Israel's trying to defend herself after getting attacked. Aside from saying they deserved it, which is insanely inhuman, all you're saying here is free Palestine. Why don't you just say, kill all of the Jews? Why don't you just say, kill Israel? Stop lying about it. Stop lying where your support is, please.
David, you're getting very emotional because it's a very emotional topic. And the bottom line is, we're dealing with a bunch of left nutcases that think that this is a solution to a problem when in fact they're only causing the problem.
I'm just curious, what problem is there?
The Jewish problem, David.
Oh, the Jewish problem. So we're back to the 1930s in Germany where the Jewish problem. You know, it's amazing how people forget, you know, I was given another slam this week. Jews should stop talking about the Holocaust because you never remember that blacks and gays were part of the, you know, were in the Holocaust too, were killed in World War II and put in concentration camps. And I said to this individual, have you visited a Holocaust museum? Please, before you go and denounce us, have you gone to a Holocaust museum and seen what we've done?
David, for three and nearly a half years, I've constantly brought reference to 1930s and World War II. I have, from the very beginning, and to be honest, with some resistance from you, and resistance from a lot of people, why am I bringing this up? I never thought when I brought this up, I would be here today telling you that I am more frightened today than I've ever been.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And on Friday, when we, Stuart, we ranted on Friday about campus, what's going on campuses and the politicians. We should be afraid. But we have friends, but we should be afraid.
David, unfortunately, we're going to have to bring it to a wrap today.
You know what? I'm just going to throw one last thing for everybody to understand, okay? When you're empowering this group of people to chant death wishes, to chant racist chants and whatever, what ends up happening is what happened, unfortunately, at Yale University, where Shechet Tatak, who is a Jewish student at Yale University, she's also the editor-in-chief of the Yale Free Press and wrote about anti-Semitism for the Wall Street Journal, the Washington Free Beacon, and the Yale Daily News. She also testified on Congress, spoke out on national media about anti-Jewish hatred in higher education. Why am I bringing it up? Last week, she was stabbed in the eye by a campus protester using a Palestinian flag and then disappeared. We don't know who that individual is. Unfortunately, that person could run away. This is the violence. This is the violence that started. Stuart brought talk about the 1930s in Germany. This is how it starts. Little by little by
little. This isn't little, David. This is not little, though.
No, what I'm saying is one more. What's next? What is the next thing they're going to do? Because they've already attacked houses of worship, Jewish community centers,
yep,
schools.
Synagogues. They're burning synagogues.
I said houses of worship. You know, and I'm saying, what's next? If it's not stopped, and unfortunately, if the government doesn't get involved, and Joe Biden, Sleepy Joe, I'm trying to wake you up, buddy. We tried this on Friday. I don't know what you've done, but you're doing nothing. So if you are living in one of these cities, you need to appeal to your mayors. And your politicians in your local areas, you, Jew or non-Jew, you need to make sure that law enforcement is getting involved here and doing something. Because if not, you're next.
That's a wrap for today's episode. A huge thanks for the chickens. A huge thanks to you for lending us your ears, your eyes, and especially your time for the Rant Network. It's been a real pleasure sharing these thoughts and this discussion with you. Your support means the world to us. We're excited to share every episode with you every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, noon Eastern. And whether we're here today, we'll try and be here tomorrow. Stay connected on social media. Don't hesitate to PM us. We're very passionate, and so are you, and we enjoy, whether you have opposing views or not, your input's invaluable as we continue to build a very curious-minded and open conversation. Thanks again. Until next time we rendezvous. David, time to say goodbye.
I hope all of these messaging and these things go away. Goodbye.